The school superintendent is tasked with implementing policies set by the State Board of Education. Incumbent Democrat June Atkinson says the record shows she's been a capable manager.
When I became state superintendent, our graduation rate was 68%. And just this past year, our graduation rate went to an all-time high of over 80%. We've also been recognized as one of six states getting the most student achievement out of every dollar spent.
Atkinson's Republican challenger, Wake School Board member John Tedesco, says it's not enough.
We have an increased number of children who are graduating that need remediation when they graduate, when they go into our community college systems or our college systems unprepared. And that costs taxpayers twice, and that costs those children twice. We have an increased number of children who are graduating that can't even read on grade level. And we have a state that ranks fourth in the country in suspensions.
Atkinson says student reading levels is among the issues she wants to focus on in a third term. But Tedesco says it's time for a change. He wants to see power decentralized, with more decisions being made by local districts. Atkinson points out that many of Tedesco's proposals would require legislative action, like reducing the department's budget. Tedesco says yes, and the governor and legislative leaders are likely to be Republicans.
And I know how to work with these folks. I've been endorsed by many of these folks and supported by many of these folks to accomplish these agendas. My colleague, or my opponent, with all due respect, Ms. Atkinson, has had trouble in that area, had trouble even working with her own governor, as we all saw.
Tedesco is referring to Governor Bev Perdue's move in 2009 to create a new appointed position of chief executive of the public school system. Atkinson won a court battle to remain the state's sole education chief. But Atkinson says she hasn't seen evidence of Tedesco's ability to work with others.
I have watched the Wake County Board and work, and I have seen my opponent create chaos rather than create collaboration.
Tedesco was pivotal in controversial changes to Wake County's student assignment plan, which set off years of wrangling and power struggles on the board. But he says there were many other areas in which he produced collaborative results, including budget savings and a focus on disadvantaged students. Isaac Davey Aronson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.